City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple.
You've got a story today about, I shouldn't say fat, doesn't sound nice, does it? Obesity. Mm. There's a real obesity problem in Australia.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
No, hold on, but here in Central Vic, we haven't rated very well, have we, with the recent research?
No, no. In fact, we're double the percentage of inner Melbourne suburbs and a lot of the oceanside suburbs as well. We're really struggling in terms of obesity. So about one third of us is considered obese. That's compared to, say, two out of ten of us in Melbourne or in a beachside suburb.
So. Right. Because you've got a beach to run along.
Well, that's part of it, Coggo, I think.
Well, it would be.
Yeah. So what happens is wealthier suburbs, like the people who can afford to live in the beach, often they've got great recreational facilities. They've got beautiful community spaces. You know, it's a stunning setting. People are really motivated to get out and exercise. In regional Victoria, where there's not so much of that, and on the fringes of Melbourne, where there's not so much of it either, there's not so much motivation. But I have to put a caveat here. The City Greater Bendigo is really, really aware of that.
Right. Okay, good.
Very aware
Fantastic.
Of it.
Fantastic. Because I know that, like, I've only been back in Bendigo for 2.5 years. Now, since that time, so 20-something years, I know that the city is certainly more friendly as far as your biking tracks and your recreation areas as well. They've come a long way.
Totally.
But they need to come further.
Yeah, and I think you know, the philosophy around this is it's not going to happen overnight. We're not going to drop that percentage overnight. It's going to take different changes of habits of young people, I think.
Yeah, the habits is the key, isn't it?
That's I know Bendigo are doing a terrific job, and so is Bendigo Cycling Classic as well, trying to motivate people
to get
on
a
their,
round of applause.
Yeah,
for
of
them,
course
yeah.
I did. Motivating people to get out on their bikes, riding to work, that sort of thing, as opposed to driving your car, because we all just jump in our car.
Yeah, but
and
this
drive.
Is the thing. It's generic. Okay, we're fat. Whatever. What does it mean? People have got lots of money aren't fat. Is that what you're saying or not? Is that
we're saying the wealthier you are, the more potential you've got to be healthier.
What a lot of horse
no, parties. Well, you can afford.
Most of the people I know are rich and miserable and fat. There you go. Seriously.
I think that is a bigger generalisation.
No, most of the people who got heaps of coin, seriously, in Bendigo, the ones that are really, really rich in that, are normally just fat, don't care. Because you've got plenty of coin.
Well, you haven't got plenty of coin, and
yeah,
look at you.
Fat. Yeah, that's right.
No, seriously, though, it makes sense. The wealthier you are, if you look at it, the more money you have, the more likely you're able to get a personal trainer or go to the gym.
The gym costs $5 every time you go. Come on.
No, it doesn't.
You can go on a Danny McQuinn down the road and go for $5 casual visit. So it's not that dear.
No, I think Kylie's got a point. Like, recreation costs a lot of money.
It certainly does.
Yeah, but you know, being active, like if you want to bike, you have to pay for a bike, you know,
that's
mountain
right.
biking.
Running.
Last time I looked, running, gee, that doesn't. Cost a lot.
Well, you need good sneakers to run, Cogs. I just had to fork out $200-something for
a pair
of sneakers.
But the thing is, not everybody has to pay. Kmart have got them for $50.
It's because of my health. You need good support. Anyway.
What about walking? That doesn't cost anything.
No, you're right. That doesn't cost anything. But still, we're not getting as active as what we should. Mm. And the other thing too, Cogs, with wealth, you look at it, take away, as we know, it's cheaper to bloody buy than healthy food, than fruit and vegetables and your meat. And
just because you're wealthy doesn't mean you eat well. That's all I'm saying. It's up to you individually to how you motivate yourself. You don't have to be rich to eat well.
No, you don't.
Grow
you're
your
right,
bloody veggies in the backyard if you want to.
But it's easier.
Okay. I don't agree. But anyway, Sharon, thank you.
Thanks,
you're
Sharon. Sharon, I'm glad that the City of Greater Bendigo are doing all they can.
They are. They've really got to focus on this.
Good
There's
stuff.
Very much a
few
focus.
Of them could get off their bum and get fit. No, I don't.
Cogs.
Okay.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.